I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Algeria, the current month of Ramadan is strictly observed. Muslims fast, and even non-Muslims are forbidden from eating in public. Life for Algerian Christians is growing increasingly difficult as the government targets churches for closure. Yemethan, a partner of A3, formerly Asian Access, says,
"The government cannot do anything else but closing the buildings. The churches actually are forming in different places, being together. That would not prevent people getting together in homes. But still, it's a disadvantage for Christians because they have their own activities. And unfortunately for that, they cannot get that in-house churches."
Pray for gospel witness despite the persecution. And the United Nations projects India's population will surpass China's of 1.41 billion people sometime in mid-April. The Chinese population is rapidly aging, but India's is booming. In fact, India already has the world's largest youth population, but 95% of children in India have never heard of Jesus Christ. It costs just a buck to send a kid in India to a 10-day children's Bible club with Mission India. And all donations will be doubled till April 30th, up to $400,000. Eric with Mission India says,
"For every dollar, you'll be able to send two kids to a 10-day Bible club. And Hanef on another organization where you can reach so many kids with just $1. And so we're just excited about it. If we hit that $400,000 match, over 800,000 children will now have the opportunity this summer to attend a 10-day Bible club."
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.